I'm Marco Werman with The World. We've seen the anger in Charlottesville, Durham, and other places, and now in New York City, a statue linked to slavery is causing outrage. The monument stands in East Harlem at one of the entrances to Central Park. Activists and community leaders want it removed. The World's Jasmine Garz with our Cross Women's Lives Project has our story and a warning here. It includes descriptions that some listeners might find disturbing.
Every day, Sashat Mack wakes up and takes this bus to school. She grew up here in Harlem, and every morning the bus drops her off in front of a statue of a man looking down kind of heroically and kind of benevolently at passersby.
Yeah, this has been on my nerves for years.
Sashat can't stand this statue. She's a PhD student in science. She asked me not to say at what school. The statue is of Dr. J. Marion Sims, born in South Carolina. He's considered the father of modern gynecology. He started in the mid-19th century when childbirth was incredibly risky.
So it was pretty dangerous. There also were no antibiotics, the kinds of things we use now to protect women.
Susan Raverby, a historian of medicine at Wellesley College, reminds me that especially in younger women and women who had a lot of children, childbirth often caused an excruciating condition known as fistula, where the vaginal walls tear.
It often leads to, first of all, incredible infections, and second of all, social isolation. They're going to smell, they're going to be uncomfortable, no one's going to want to be around them. It changes their entire life.
Reverby says although any woman could get fistula, slaves were particularly vulnerable.
Because of obviously enforced rape as part of the slave process, very, very young women were often giving birth and weren't given proper care.
Dr. Sims was looking for a way to surgically fix fistula. He convinced slave owners to let him experiment on their slaves with the condition. And donating slaves to medicine was not an unusual thing to do back then.
In 1817, a British medical journal published an article claiming that blacks were so insensitive to pain that you could operate on them with as much impunity as you'd operate on a dog or a cat or a rabbit.
Professor Martin Pernick is a medical historian at the University of Michigan. He's written a lot about the history of racism in anesthesiology.
19th century doctors would have said it's much better to have black women because they're less sensitive.
We know some of the names of those women Sims experimented on. Lucy, who was around 18, Anarka, who was about 14, and Betsy.
Sims is frequently portrayed as this Joseph Mengele Nazi doctor type doing horrible experiments on slaves who can't consent.
Dr. Leonard Wall is a professor of anthropology at Washington University in St. Louis. He's worked with fistula survivors around the world, and he says he knows this for sure. Lucy, Anarka, and Betsy would have been in excruciating pain and desperate for relief when they arrived at Sims' house.
And so I think that these were women who had terrible injuries, that they had deep vested personal interest in having those injuries fixed. That's not the history that's being depicted in the demonstrations against the statues.
Wall is one of J. Marion Sims' more vocal defenders. He says he's seen firsthand how Sims' discoveries helped millions of women in the developing world, even today. Wall also says there are some key pieces of the Sims story people leave out. It's true, he didn't use anesthesia on the slaves he experimented on, but anesthesia would not be widely used or available until a few years later. And in his writings, Sims says he asked the women he experimented on for their consent. But that, the idea that a slave can consent, that is something that baffles activists like Sashat Mack.
If not for the institution of slavery, J. Marion Sims would have been forced to postpone these experiments until the science had caught up, like the science of anesthesia had caught up to his aspirations of curing this surgery. And the fact that there was a population of people who literally had no choice but to consent or but to assent to these surgeries meant that that wasn't something that he had to concern himself with.
Mack is among those who have protested at the site of the statue. They want it removed. The New York City government has responded that it's doing a review of several statues, including this one. Max says it's frustrating. Every day, it stands here, greeting her on her way to school. The statue of a man who experimented on women who looked like her.
White supremacy doesn't always look like white hoods or Confederate flags or burning crosses. Sometimes it looks like a doctor in a white coat.
Dr. J. Marion Sims finally solved the mystery of how to fix fistula. Silver. After 30 failed gynecological surgical experiments on the slave named Anarka, experiments performed without anesthesia, he discovered silver wire sutures work. He was hailed as a genius of modern medicine. He moved to New York City. He opened America's first hospital for women, presided over the American Medical Association. He took on patients far more illustrious than Anarka, Betsy, and Lucy.
In the 1860s, he became the personal gynecologist of Empress Eugenie de Montijo, Napoleon III's wife. He operated on her.
By then, he had started using anesthesia. For The World, Jasmine Garst, Harlem, New York.